From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenyans voted Thursday in the country's second presidential election since August. Turnout appears significantly lower than it was for the August 8th first election. Violent protests erupted in some opposition strongholds, and security issues have forced voting in several areas to be delayed until Saturday. From Nairobi, VOA's correspondent on the ground, Jill Craig, reports.
A poll worker in Nairobi's Mathare slum said that out of 656 registered voters at that location, only about 50 people came to vote between 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thursday. She said that during the August election, more than 200 voters cast ballots during the same period. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to delay the vote and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. President Uhuru Kenyatta, the winner of the first election, which the Supreme Court nullified, said Thursday that 90% of the country is calm, is peaceful, and is voting. He also said the rights of both those who choose to vote and those who choose to boycott should be respected. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
NATO has accused Russia of misleading the Western military alliance about the military exercises it held last month with Belarus. On Thursday, NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said there is a discrepancy between what Russia briefed before the exercise and the actual numbers in the scale and scope of the exercise. Russian defense officials said the Zapad 2017 exercise involved 12,700 troops, but NATO says there were nearly 100,000 troops involved in that exercise. This is VOA News.